Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from ericasmybanker.com.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock bringing you information on real estate and finance.
And all things related.
There you go.
Yeah. Today's been mostly about just real estate and finance.
Just been us talking today.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
It's all about us.
Well, you know.
It's all about you. It's all about me.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
Where's my drum? We've been banging our drum here. No, well, we always bring on really interesting guests, and we bring a lot
Thank
of nonprofits.
You.
We bring on experts in the field mm-hmm. and things that are relevant to our community and to
not
green
just in
building.
The field, experts in the buildings.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. They're here.
Just teasing.
And so it's kind of fun every now and then just to take a show and you and I can kind of talk about what's going on in our
you know
situations with
exactly.
our clients and
so. Oh, absolutely. Well, because there's always lessons learned. Right?
For sure.
Yeah. So, you know, during the break, you and I talked a little bit. And so, like, where I was going at the end of last segment about, like, when we see someone with a lot of days on market,
mm-hmm.
As a buyer, we're going to look at that and say, well, what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
And sometimes we go and we find out, you know, if I go and do my investigation, like, I feel like my job a lot of the time is as a private investigator because I have to go out and ask
sure.
a lot of questions. And I'm like a doctor trying to diagnose what's happening.
Yeah.
Right? Like
for sure.
I'm looking at all these certain signals
what's the story?
To let me know.
Yeah.
It's like the difference of, oh my gosh, I have anal cancer. And like, no, you ate beets. That's why it looks like that. Like, that's a pretty extreme case, but it happens all the time.
Which is why my brother and I.
Oh no, I didn't mean to sidetrack you.
No. It's okay. We've designed a wristband.
Oh, no.
And all the wristband says is, I had beets.
There you go.
Yep. We have one for asparagus too.
Oh,
anyway,
I really didn't
another
need
story.
Us to do that. I really didn't need that. I can't unhear it. Neither can our listeners. So anyhow, now you've totally distracted. So I have to go and I have to investigate, right? And
what's
I have to ask
problem?
A lot of questions. Yep. And it might be that there is a seller who's just dug in, or we start looking at the history and go, well, maybe financially they can't take the hit, or if
sure.
they do, it might lead them into a short sale situation, which is a very different kind of sale to have to contend with, right?
Oh, for sure.
Other times it's a conditional thing. Sometimes it's a smell thing
mm-hmm.
and they're just not accepting of what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So there's so many different things. However, let's say like when we had the market soften a little bit last year, starting around, you know, late June, early July, and then we had it, you know, we still had activity. Like I want our listeners to know we still had plenty of activity. It's just it wasn't as frenetic.
Right.
Right. So there was still plenty of, you know, deals going on. And, you know, sellers took a little while to get into this new reality. Right. For anyone who went off market, say, at the end of October, well, for them to reset that days on market that we just had, the cumulative days on market that would show up in the MLS,
mm-hmm.
the multiple listing service, they have to be off market for a full 90 days for that clock to reset
yeah,
and go back
that.
To zero.
That's good. No, yeah.
Well, it used to be 6 months
huh.
and they shortened it.
Yeah.
And so you have to be careful with that. In fact, be really suss out whoever your agent is. I had someone lying to someone and saying, oh no, it's only 45 days. And I went, I don't think they changed it again. We contacted the MLS directly and learned that, yes, it was still only it was 90 days.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, someone just trying to get the listing.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that is, you know, for one of my new clients coming up, they had someone who did not do a great job of setting the property up. They didn't tell them the hard truth about the paint colors not being a good option. They didn't really walk them through the comparison of the prices of the comps where there was like stone counters and redone cabinetry and bathrooms where their place hadn't had any changes since, you know, the 1990s when the place was built,
mm-hmm.
you know, and had all these wacky colors and rooms, you know? And so we, you know, we give people the hard truth sometimes and yeah, it's hard to hear your baby's ugly, but sometimes if you want to maximize your sale price,
yeah,
you got to hear the hard truth.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And, there are people who are trying to, in fact, I just saw another one where a gal's asking for a higher than what she was going to go on sale price because she knows there's something wrong with her house.
Hmm.
And I'm like, the price she's asking for is new appliances, stone countertops. And she's got laminate and the originals from 2002.
Not going to work.
Ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, we have to kind of look at all those different things. And so buyers can sometimes get better deals by going and having their agent help figure all these things out. Sure. And you got to have an agent who's willing to do that, because there are still some old school folks who are like, oh, don't make me write an offer for less than that. That's terrible. That will make me look bad to the other agent. Hmm. Well, who in the world are you working for, lady? Right. You know, that's a question I always have to have for that. You know, it's like our job as negotiators is to try and get the best overall transaction.
Right.
Right. And the best transaction isn't one where one person hammers the other one over the head.
Right.
And gets obstinate. Like, that's a horrible deal to be part
right.
of.
It is.
The best negotiation is when both parties walk away feeling satisfied with the result. Right. You know, I mean, when someone feels like they've been taken advantage of, the first thing they want to do is maybe sue somebody. They want to go back and re-look over every little detail of that transaction and be like, was there something I wasn't being told? Was there something, you know, now granted, sometimes it depends on how sophisticated that individual mm-hmm. is.
Sure, sure.
Right. A lot of first time sellers. Oh my gosh. Let me give you a perfect example. Had a client, we all, you know, Bothell right now in that, you know, $450 to $650 price point mm-hmm. is just a hotbed of activity.
Yeah, it's,
right?
it's busy.
Same thing down in like the Renton area. $350 out in, you know, the South End. There's a ton of that kind of action going on right now. $750 is a hotbed in certain areas in Seattle mm-hmm. at the moment. But you're still seeing some over $1 million that also goes quickly too, because there's just not that much inventory.
Sure.
Right. But I'm in the 500-ish range in Bothell with a client recently. And we ended up going in with an slightly above asking price.
Mm-hmm.
We had 20% down and a 2-week close option for a house that was vacant. That seller had already moved on.
Yeah.
So this is a benefit to this person.
For sure.
Right. And another offer came in over asking, a little bit above us, but not as fast a close. Right. And lower down. So more risk.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That seller, first time I believe he's ever selling, has his dad on the phone. He's just gone through a divorce. He has his dad on the phone with the agent, and they decide, because they had said, we will review offers as they come in versus having a review date
all
scheduled.
At one time, yeah.
So we have two great offers, and they go, yeah, we think we'll wait for the weekend. We'll see what happens at the open houses.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to tell you right now, that house 14 days later is still unsold.
Mm-hmm. They put a pox on their house.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sellers, I'm just telling you,
so this is
if an agent does their job right and they price it correctly, those buyers who have been in the market and are looking for the right place are going to jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you're underpriced, but because they're like, it's here, let's go.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
And it's not
it's a good
exactly.
property.
Yeah, yeah. It's appropriate for right. its size, condition, and everything else. So those are the ones that are having that 20% of right. that kind of activity.
So now on the other side of it, on the seller side, if
yeah.
the seller has been properly educated mm-hmm. on comparables and what the market is, and
yeah.
and they understand when this offer comes in,
yep.
they're going to know it's a good offer, and they're not going to get
yeah.
greedy.
Yep.
I don't know other word for it, really.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of throw ice on it. I've seen that happen a bunch of times where it's just like, no,
yeah,
you just
absolutely.
Gotta,
you and me
you've
both.
Gotta have educated buyers and educated sellers.
Well, and the thing was, that poor agent, when I was talking to him, we were giving him all kinds of comps to show why this made sense and trying to help him make
his case,
know, his
yeah.
case to
yeah.
the seller. And they were just like, no can do, not going to listen. And,
yeah.
and now here it is 2 weeks later. And my clients are under contract because they were like, well, you know, they'll come back if
yeah.
they really want it. I said, no, there's more inventory coming on. Like,
yeah,
keep this in mind.
On.
Every Wednesday and Thursday is when the most number of listings come on. So mm-hmm. if you got your offer Friday night,
yeah.
other stuff's coming on.
Right.
You know, move on it.
Right.
Know that, you know, if the yeah. terms are good. And here's the thing. If you weren't willing to accept that price to begin with, you shouldn't have priced it to go on market.
Yeah, I think a lot of real estate agents will put stars in the eyes of the seller, you know, thinking,
yeah.
oh, I'm going to get this feeding frenzy and all
yeah.
of that.
Well, on another one of these, I'll tell you about the horror story of the gal who I'm going to help the buy
sell. Boy,
sell.
Listen
yeah.
in next week.
One
maybe we'll
later.
Talk about that one. So.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks everyone for listening. Another episode of Open House with Team Reba. See you next Saturday, every Saturday from 2 to 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of EricIsMyBanker.com.